This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. We've been bringing you Artisans of Michigan, and today's latest, we'll be visiting Lansing's Old Town neighborhood. Welcome to Elderly Instruments. Now, if you've been a musician for a while, you probably know about Elderly. It became famous because of its catalogs and its well-stocked store back in the day, and when the internet came along, the store's following kind of made the transition to online. The walls and racks are full of acoustic guitars, electric guitars, mandolins, violins, banjos, and more. And it seems like somebody's always grabbing up a guitar and playing a little bit. But we're going downstairs to meet someone.
I'm Joe Conkley. I'm the head repair person and manager of the repair shop here at Elderly Instruments in Lansing, Michigan.
There are 10 craftsmen down here repairing guitars and other stringed instruments. Most have some kind of specialty. Joe Conkley likes to work with vintage Martin guitars. He also restores mandolins and banjos.
I get a deep satisfaction out of just being around these instruments and handling the vintage stuff is anything from the 1920s all the way through the 60s. And I really love connecting with the artisans who originally made these instruments and preserving them in that way.
Conkley says he first started repairing guitars out of necessity when he was young, playing in a band and teaching guitar.
Many of my students had guitars that they couldn't really learn on. So my father was a woodworker with a fairly well-equipped shop, and he and I started reading some books together. I started trying to take care of these guitars so that I could get more students.
He went to school in the early 80s, learned his craft, eventually started working at Elderly, where he's found a home.
I like the fact that we actually produce something here in the shop, you know, hands-on stuff. I love that aspect of it. I love working with a team of guys. It happens to be guys right now, but the camaraderie and the information exchange and the learning process of getting better.
Conkley and most of his colleagues actually make guitars in their home shops. Conkley was even involved in designing a new line of acoustic guitars for a Chinese company that Elderly Instruments carries. The craftsmen in the Elderly basement have always wanted to make guitars right here, but they've always been so busy just fixing the damaged, abused, or just worn-out guitars coming through the door. And so it's neck resets, refrets like Joe Conkley is doing right now, making new bridges, gluing old ones, or fixing some of the internal structure to bring some of these instruments back to life. Little riff on the guitar was by one of the other Elderly Instrument repair guys, Steve Olson. Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.